The decision to issue an intent to strike notice, is that done just by the leadership team, or does the entire faculty do that?
The entire faculty association voted unanimously to give the executive committee the authority to file the intent to strike notice if it was deemed appropriate.
And how many faculty members are in the association?
There are 34 members in the SRCFA.
Was that a 34-0 vote then? Did you have everyone involved?
We had a few people absent from that meeting, but it was definitely a quorum and a unanimous vote by the quorum.
All right. And I think I understand this, but perhaps you can explain, an intent to strike notice does not mean you're going to walk out in 10 days.
That's correct. The intent to strike notice is part of a process that is involved in the continuing negotiation to secure a new contract between the faculty and the Board of Trustees. We are fervently hoping that it will not come to further steps in the process.
Why did you feel now was the time to file the intent to strike notice?
Well, we've had, as you know, a number of months of negotiation sessions with the college that have not proven to be effective. We finally suggested that mediation be secured, and the college agreed to that. So we've had two negotiation sessions that included a mediator. Those have not proven successful. So we thought that this was probably the next logical step in the effort to secure the type of contract that is fair and appropriate for the teachers.
What seems to be the issue that even with a mediator you can't seem to come together?
You know, I'm not part of the negotiating team, and I have not been in those sessions. But the issues that continue to be sticking points are the issues of salary, the insurance formula, and the professional development credit and respect that are given the faculty by the college.
Do you think part of this might be due to the state doing less and less to support community colleges? Is that an issue?
We probably better than anyone understand the state of finances for the land of Lincoln. However, we continue to be the lowest paid community college faculty in the state of Illinois, the lowest. And although I'm not at liberty to discuss the exact terms of the proposals that are being exchanged, the amount that we're asking for is extremely modest. And, and again, this is not just about money. This is about the other issues as well in terms of professional development credit for horizontal advancement and things of that nature, respect for the quality of education that we want to continue to offer to the students in the SRC district.
Can you explain the professional development aspect? Because it seems like that's fairly important to you.
Yes, and again, I don't want to go into details at this point, but as you know, in the world of academia, there is a horizontal credit granted for faculty who reach certain levels in their own educational pursuits. And, of course, we do that to be able to bring skills, gifts, and more learning to our classrooms, to our students. That's the purpose for that. And there are some issues in terms of how that would be recognized and how that would be rewarded that we're at odds with the college right now, have not been resolved.
Your statistic that you are the lowest paid community college teachers in the state, where does that stat come from?
That's available from ICCB or any organization that tracks that information, ICCB, Illinois Community College Board.
Okay. The association voted on the 11th to support filing the intent to strike notice. When was the intent? When was the notice actually filed?
The notice was actually filed later that day.
So we're talking January 21st would be the end of that 10-day period, then 10 calendar days, correct?
That's correct.
That's Monday of next week. Although I guess that's a day off for MLK Day.
That is a day off. That's correct.
Okay.
That's a holiday for the college.
So the earliest you potentially could walk out would be Tuesday the 22nd then.
Again, the procedure for the intent to strike notice is to say that we could not possibly call for a vote for a strike until after those 10 calendar days. We are fervently hoping, again, that it doesn't ever reach that vote.
Well, what happens between now and then?
The Faculty Association continues to be in contact with its members, and we are continuing to provide the responses to the college as they are presented to us, whenever they're presented to us. So the negotiation process continues. The next mediated negotiation session is scheduled for January 22nd.
Okay. And so you are continuing to meet with a mediator?
Well, the next mediated session is on the 22nd. There are no scheduled meetings, as far as I know, between now and the 22nd.
Right. But you will continue to meet with a mediator.
That's
correct. Once you bring one in, do you automatically just continue with that person?
With that same person, yes.
Okay. Have you considered non-binding arbitration, anything like that?
We haven't taken any kind of formal action on any other actions right now other than the filing of the intent to strike.
All right. Anything you want to add about this? You think people should know?
I just think that it's very important for the community to understand how serious the faculty is about the desire to present the very best classroom experience for our students that can possibly be. And obviously, the faculty members are the ones who have that daily one-on-one personal contact with the students. So I feel like we know better than anyone what their needs are in terms of the classroom experience, what kind of knowledge, what kind of professionalism they need. That's something that we feel very passionate about and feel take that very personally in terms of being able to bring that into the classroom. So this is all about the students, and one of the ways that we can best serve the students is by being the very best faculty that we can be.
Considering that you're coming off a pretty long contract, if I recall correctly, any thoughts on why there is such a gap now, why it's taking so long to get a new contract settled?
I'm sure there are a number of issues involved in that, and we're just hoping that they're all resolved in a very timely manner. We all have one common purpose, and that is to make sure that this situation is resolved expeditiously and beneficially for everyone, primarily the students.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.